What was I going to say? I've lost my train of thought.
My
apologies.
It was leading on from
Oh yes,
finding in the
the
box.
world, the world of subconscious mind. I have to go to great lengths to openly tell you people what's going on, and I make it that freely available. I make that freely available to everybody. If you want to know my business plan, and I'm the bad guy, I'm playing the bad guy, I go out of my way to publicize this thing. I'll even give you my business plan 25 years before I'm going to put my business plan into operation. And if one of yous hold me to that, I'll show it to you. But just remind me of that. Every time they assassinate a person, murder a person, say, for example, in the underground, they'll make sure an MI5 agent stands outside that station, tells you 5 minutes that a person has been shot in the underground, executed, murdered, and he'll give you the manner in which he was murdered 5 minutes before, to let your subconscious mind know, that the world know, we've taken somebody out. And 5 minutes later, they will go to great lengths to tell you he was murdered at, say, for example, 8:40, when the news was broke at 8:35. They'll go to great lengths even to pull down a building, and the reporter will be standing right in front of that building, sorry, behind that building. He'll be in that front of the building, and the building will be behind him. And they'll say, "Gosh, the building has been blown up or has been demolished by a fire brigade, and the building is now gone, and it's still standing behind you." And you'll be waiting for the cue. And then the building will go down. They're openly telling you this is a controlled execution. Okay? That's the great length that they go to make sure your subconscious doesn't pop out. Because if it pops out, it's going to be the dominant, not your conscious mind. It's going to be the dominant. And if that becomes dominant, the game is over. Okay? If you guys want to look up a little bit more on the world of the subconscious mind, which is a subject in itself, look up the characteristics of what universally we would call, universe, by the way, means no verse.
Union is one, though, surely.
Yeah? Yeah, no verse. When you go to university, you learn no verse, chapter and verse. So they go to great lengths to publicize these things, and it's on the internet all the time. You have parallel agencies. You have parallel police force. How many people know that? You have parallel secret services. How many people know that? You have a tort division. How many people know that there is a tort division in this planet? When you get raped, I don't go to the police officers, I go to the tort division. When I want a fact, I don't go and ask the World Health Organization. I go to the Weights and Bureau, the Bureau of Weights and Measures, and get my fact. If I want to know the toxicity of a particular chemical, I won't ask the pharmaceutical industry. I'll go to the poison index. These agencies are all existing parallel with each other. When Mr. Osama bin Laden, who I can't find any record of, by the way, of his existence even, when he was number one terrorist of the world, the FBI said there's no evidence for it, so we're not going to put it on there. But the CIA had it on their website. Why didn't the FBI put it in? You phoned them up. "Well, give us some evidence." "Of what? Of the horrors that he performed?" "No, give us some evidence." "Of what?" "Even of his existence." Yeah? That's the lengths that they go to tell you the facts. And when they tell the lie, then they get caught out very easily, because your subconscious is going to pop right out. It'll pop right out.
I'm not clear what you're suggesting then.
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm showing you a reflection of the world that you live in. Your conscious mind will not allow you to see that world because it's horrific. If you don't go to work, you lose your house. You become homeless. A mental dissonance is created to separate him from that reality. And he'll go into all sorts of confabulation to make it believe it is what it is. Yeah, that it is not what it is. And that includes religious people, politicians, people that vote, everything, the entirety of it. Okay, it's called a confabulation. If you guys have got time, read a book called Left in the Dark by Tony Wright, a friend of mine. Or you can type it up on YouTube. And there's a... Actually, we did it together, didn't we? The documentary with Tony Wright.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the documentary with Tony Wright. And it'll give you an idea of the separation between the conscious and the subconscious mind, the dominant and the recessive. Okay, it's a fascinating read. So they go to great lengths to tell you the truth.
So what are you suggesting?
Or the facts. So beg your pardon.
FBI says he doesn't exist. CIA said look for him. So who's right in this situation?
One's better in truth, one's better in facts.
Mm-hmm.
One seeks up the truth, one betrays facts.
The FBI is supposed to represent the real people. The CIA represent the fiction, doesn't it?
I don't know.
The military-industrial complex is who they represent. Their history is very interesting. It's the Pinkerton Detective Agency. Pinkerton Detective Agency. Anyway, that is that. We'll divert a little bit too much. I like these little types of facts and figures. I've now made some very profound statements. The only way that I can get to you is to tell you the facts. So I am now going to create... I'm now going to create a perfect legal system. A perfect legal system so good that each one of your countries will accept it. The rule of a con is create that con as simple as possible and make that con as big as possible. Has to be global, or if not national. Look it up, The Art of Cons. The simplest cons are run over you again and again and again. And the bigger the con, the easier it is to pull it off. Not my words. Not my words. And there lies the fault. Because if you know what that perfect legal system is, or that perfect way of lying to a person, telling the truth in one hand and giving the lie to another. Yeah, if you work that out, then you can address using that perfect legal system. Everybody here was under the assumption, under the assumption, which means no sum, by the way. Yeah, that's the prefix. It means no sum. Everybody was under the presumption that a courtroom is where judges made everything okay, that they settled the score, that you had justice, what you perceive to be justice. Everybody thought that they were offering, and the correct word is, a fiduciary service. But they're not. In reality, you've walked into a foreign territory aboard their vessel, sitting in dry dock, and he's the captain of that vessel. And he got you in there by telling you the truth all the way through. And you've walked straight into his vessel. As David points out, if I was to board a ship in Canary Wharf that was flying the Chinese flag or any other country's flag apart from this country's, I've now walked onto the country of China. Yeah? And I have to be taken to China and processed in China and then sent back for whatever reason. And if I've done anything wrong, I would serve sentence there. And that's what these courtrooms are. You're in a foreign vessel. You're in a foreign vessel. Okay, go on. Make it loud as possible, because I'm deaf in both ears.
As these court systems are independent territories, I've done this. I've appointed the circuit judges as under the fiduciary appointments. So, does that work or not? Because
how you get it to work is taking possession of their bureaucracy and the language. If you're using words that have dualities in meaning, you've created interpretation, which means you're enacting the judge again, because it requires judgment and opinion to settle two meanings for one word. in reality, there's about 16 words per word, 16 meanings per word.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you were to analyse it further, it would probably be about 900. The greatest thing that I feel that Bill Clinton did for me, and I mean this sincerely, this is how most people are screwed up, because they only get to hear about the wickedness and the madness of sexuality and so on and so forth, is that it all depends, as he said, it all depends on your definition of is. Game is now over. He's about to tell you everything, so he cannot possibly be convicted for anything, because he's about to tell you the truth of how the word plays are played out in courtrooms. Does that make sense? Yeah? So, answering your question, directly and indirectly, you have to access the perfect legal system that I created to be able to initiate what I am and what I do. That legal system was created for me to treaty with every other country to simply send letters to each other.
Post office. Their system.
The post office. Right. So, let's come on to the world of the UPU. Now, imagine he is a northerner, and we all know how different northerners are from southerners. We're a different race. We even live on different continents. I'm joking here, but let us imagine that he is on a different continent. I can easily send him poison pen letters, because I've created a treaty with this country to saying the letter carrier, the postman, has the right to cross over to his country without any hindrance or stoppage to deliver this mail to his letterbox, and I have that in treaty. I can cross any border on this planet, cross any sea, any war zone. I'm completely immune. I have all the diplomatic rights that an ambassador or a judge would do. And I can freely walk into his country and deliver that letter to him. That's a powerful system that I created. A very powerful system. A system so powerful that anybody can take advantage of it by sending him poison pen letters, making false claims against him. Because of the power of the UPU, what they did is say, we'll create a perfect legal system between us, and we'll write that contract together to say that the post will never be used for eliciting money from him, writing poison pen letters, making fraudulent claims, eliciting money, extracting money. So in order to see that, what they did is that they created, under maritime law, because everything is in maritime law, independent little territories known as courtrooms, belonging to the UPU. And within that courtroom is a highly trained specialist in human affairs who's familiar with the UPU, or the use of post offices and post. And his job is, because I sent him a letter, or a different person in that country, to say that you owe me £1,000, and yet I have no evidence for it, which means I have to be punished now. To oversee that doesn't happen, they created a fiduciary service between him and me. And if I have a problem, I have to go to the Postmaster General or the postmaster of my area, saying, there's no evidence for this bill. Bills of the ladings, summons. That's what a summons is, a bill of the lading. It's a bill. And I have to take that to the fiduciary. If my postmaster doesn't deal with it, take it to the fiduciary. And there, I have to say, look, he's provided me no evidence. He lives in, I don't know, Birmingham, and it takes like 50 years to get here or something. Let's say 2-3 months. So he can't make that journey. So make your case on document. And since all paperwork is under maritime law, vessels, They are vessels, documents, document, doc, yeah? EMT means mental. So he's put his thoughts onto that vessel, use the UPU system of transport and fiduciary service to deliver that. It automatically becomes under fiduciary service, the UPU jurisdiction. And now he has to put his claim in, and since there is no evidence, the fiduciary there between my country and his country has looked at it and said, look, you haven't produced any evidence. Can you withdraw this, please? Oh, sorry, this was sent by mistake. Yeah, but you can't do things like that. Can we, you know, get some money out of this for this settlement, yeah? I think you owe me £1,000 for sending this letter. Okay, I admit it, sorry. It was a clerical mistake on my part, I admit it. Here's £1,000. I'm happy, he's happy. And the fiduciary is happy because he gets his cut. And the cut is use of the postage stamp. You now have a near perfect legal system to transport justice, or what you perceive to be justice, on a global level. And since the summons that they sent to you was used by the post office, it comes under federal jurisdiction. If I interfered with the mail in Canada or the US, what have I just performed? I can't hear you.
A federal crime.
I have committed a federal crime. If I send you a letter making false claims against you, what have I committed? A federal crime by using the post office. So it is they that have performed the crime. And guess what? You have their signed autograph backing that document. Now do you see where I'm going with it? But if they gave this thing, this mechanism, this bureaucratic mechanism to everybody else, then all of you are going to come out of the dead and into the world of the living, where you will get what is correct, not right, because right is a mathematical term, which corner... right angle, which corner of the court are you going to fight? That's what that means, yeah. Right, it's a mathematical term. It means right angle. Which corner do you want, this one or that one? Sweetie, which one do you want, this one, that one? You claim human rights, monsters' rights. So I'll give you this bit here, yeah?
The creditors are all...
No, I'm going to give you this one here, whether you like it or not, because you're a monster, okay? And I'll speak to you as a monster, because you're a monster. And that's the corner I'm giving you.
I'm not obliged to.
Unless you initiate the fiduciary service. Look it up, what a monster means. Have you looked it up? Oh, by the way, random question. The reason why when you was in Ireland that I asked everybody, do you know what the pharmaceutical industry means? Do you know what pharmaceutical means? And the reason why I asked that is because one of the ladies was one of the foremost herbalists in a country. That lady with a little daughter, foremost herbalist, she didn't even know. And I had to remind everybody that they go to great lengths to tell you what they're really up to. Do you know what the legal definition is of pharmaceutical?
To preserve?
No, that's cancer. Oh. Cancer means to preserve.
What I mean, he's poisoner.
Maker of poisons. That's what that means. Our next subject is going to be, how do you use the postal roads? How do you find closure, the word is closure, using the post office, federal law? By the way, this word closure is more important than we can imagine. It appears, unless we close and put a full stop into our sentences, the meaning of that sentence doesn't migrate into the subconscious, where it can go about doing its business. Yeah? Whatever you do, you must create closure in what you do. If you're going to go for a run, put a full stop to it, rather than letting it run into your imagination, which Miller calls a dangling passable verb. It means it's just a philosophical thing running through your mind. And that's what they do. They create a dangling verb for you. Come and get it. And they'll move it around all the time. Yeah, so if you want the courtrooms to be non-vessels in dry dock as the captain of their vessels under maritime law, you have to initiate the fiduciary service that they were licensed to do.
Under the UPUs.
Under the UPUs. Yeah? And that's done with the post offices, post office. And that's done with, sorry, beg your pardon, that's done with postage stamps, because anything that goes through their system comes under their jurisdiction. But if you start speaking like a common law person, then common law jurisdiction is what you're going to get. If you start to claim to be a person, well, a person is what?
What's that?
A person, that's...
Is an employee of a corporation?
That's it. So you'll get that jurisdiction. If you speak like a common person, well, you'll get common law jurisdiction.
Yeah.
If you start speaking as a man and a woman in the here now words, the words that say here and now, because that's the only thing that you know is the here and now. Everything else is an opinion. The world changes. The here and now jurisdiction. The jurisdiction of the here and now. Okay? So we have the federal system as an address, as a redress, I know what it means, as an address to take our complaints to, because they've used post office, and we know the bureaucracy, which I'm going to teach to you in a few minutes, albeit after a break, I'll teach that to you, how to use those bureaucracies that are available, and I'll teach you how to reduce an opinionator, which is a judge, into a fiduciary, to remove him off the plane and remove all the boxes in a court. Those are three subjects that I'll teach you after the break.
What is a fiduciary again?
A fiduciary is a person that comes between, that wants to see the best of you and the best of me and settle the score in the most noble fashion, honour-bound, duty-bound. That's what a fiduciary is.
Okay.
Full stop.
And is that without self-interest?
Yeah, that's right. That's without self-interest, needless to say. Because he's honour-bound, duty-bound.